WTQ, radio check.
For HXB, E59, over to repeater.
QCQ, this is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net controller tonight is KO4JKV. My name is Duncan, and my location is in Asheville, North Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. It is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Are there any formal traffic announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, call KO4JKV. KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And Christmas is right around the corner, and tomorrow being Christmas Eve, we'd like to invite you and maybe some younger folks to gather around the radio. Fellow ham Larry, KK4JBQ, will be reading the night before Christmas on the airways on this frequency, so be sure to check in with that. All right, everybody, we're here. We're Monday. Let's see. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagTube portion. To start with the pre-net check-ins, and then go to Echo Link before we move to the RF section. Pre-net check-ins, we'd like to welcome W2AMD at Andrew at Simpsonville, then W4FCM Fred, along with N4IEI Isla, they're in Traveler's Rest. Next, we'd like to welcome KQ4MSD at Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. Then K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity. Then we'd like to welcome AA4GH, and that looks like Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. I'll have to check. Maybe that's some sort of error on my software, so let me make a note of that just a second here. Continuing on with the pre-net check-ins, we'd like to welcome KU4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville. Then KG4PFI, Don in Piedmont, along with Linda, KG4QLQ, they're down there in Piedmont. Let's see. Then we'd like to welcome our friend Andy down there in Table Rock, KEI4LZI. And last on the pre-net check-in list, we'd like to welcome K9BSD, that's Jerome in Indianapolis, Indiana. All right, that takes care of our pre-net check-in, so let's move on to the EchoLink machine. EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KN4RJN, that's John in Brown Summit. And we'll be back to you for some comments. All right, let's move on to the RF section. Tonight being Monday, we're looking for Echo Through Hotel. If the first letter of the suffix of your call sign begins with the letters E through H, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
And all the net. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight, but I'd also like to check in N0TR by telephone relay. He's at home. He's taking care of Miss Bernice, and just ask me to check him in tonight.
4JKV. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry and Candler. be negative, negative tonight, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, Duncan.
This is KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge Team Internet. We would like to welcome KO4HKX, that's Patrick, one of our net controllers down there in Penrose. And Patrick would like to check in our friend Tom in 0TR down there in Greer via telephone relay. Glad to get you in the books. Then we'd like to welcome KC4EZN, that is Harry, up here by me in Candler. Good to hear you tonight, Harry. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group, call KO4JKV.
KK4HXB, Earl in Travers Res, please check me in. I'll be monitoring.
I got the last part of your call sign, HXB. Could you give me that call sign again?
No, it's KK4HXB. I'm in Travers Res. I'm monitoring.
Sounds good. We'd like to welcome KK4, Hotel X-Ray Bravo down there in Traveler's Rest. And yeah, I need to put tape that pedal down, but sounding good, Earl. Thanks for getting in the log. All right, let's move on to India through Lima. I through L, call KO4JKV.
JKV. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James of Pontus Mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and it's where I'm going to be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
KV, you can please check in, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thank you for calling the net gun for Duncan. I hope you and your family are well. Merry Christmas to all.
4, JKV. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everybody have a good night. 73.
Would please check in. Whiskey 4. Juliet Echo Tango. That's WW4JET, Matthew here in northern Pickens County over by Table Rock. No traffic tonight. Appreciate the check-in. Merry Christmas.
KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge Team Internet. We would like to welcome KK4JFO. That is James in Tuxedo. Good to hear you tonight, James. Next, we'd like to welcome W4IOE. That is Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Sid. And Sid runs the net every Sunday night at 8 p.m. on that Bear Wallow Mountain in western North Carolina. Every Sunday at 8, that frequency is 146.640 with a 91.5 tone. Thanks for checking in tonight, Sid, and Merry Christmas. Next, we'd like to welcome KK4JBQ. That is Larry, and he brings along his wife, Donna, KC4MFK. They're down there in Greer. And that fine voice is the voice you'll hear tomorrow as he reads A Night Before Christmas. So be sure to check into that. Next, we'd like to welcome WW4, Juliet Echo Tango, Matthew down there in northern Pickens County. And Merry Christmas to you, too. Let's see. Let's move on to Mike through Papa, M through P. Call KO4JKP.
Duncan, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, member Oscar, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike 53. We're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, she's in Wichita, and she'll be negative and negative.
Control. Net control. Please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Uniform Tango Foxtrot, K. Jonathan out of Liberty. I'm negative and negative. Kilo 4, JKV, and the Blue Ridge Team Internet. We'd like to welcome KK4, Oscar, November Oscar, that's Lorena. She brings along her husband Rick, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey. They're down there in Piedmont. And by telephone relay, they'd like to check in their daughter, Michelle. Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, down there in West Shoals. Thanks for checking in, Lorena, and Merry Christmas to you and yours. Next, we'd like to welcome KM4, UTF, that is Jonathan, down there in Liberty. Great signal down there, Jonathan. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, call KO4 JKV. KO4 JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right, we'll move on down the alphabet to Quebec through Tango. If the first letter of the suffix of your call sign begins with the letters Q through T, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call now. And I guess the Quebec through Tango group might be putting in some pizza rolls in the air fryer or something, but we'll check back with them later. So let's go down to the bottom of the alphabet, uniform through Zulu. Call KO4-JKV.
JKV. Evening, please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. We're in Southern Greenville County. Good evening, Unit 1 on net.
JKV. Again, Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg and Greer, negative and negative. Merry Christmas to all.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Tommy, K4XB, and he'd like to bring along Angela, Kilo Quebec 4, Tango Bravo Delta. They're down there in southern Greenville County. Happy Christmas to y'all. Next, we'd like to welcome Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango Quebec, Greg down there in Greer. And Merry Christmas to you, Greg. Thanks for getting in on the log. Any other stations, uniform through Zulu, call KO4JKV or net control. KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let's move to the top of the alphabet. Alpha through Delta, A through D, call KO4JKV or net control. We'll check with Alpha through Delta again here in a little bit, but I see somebody is popped on the screen on the Echo Link station. So Echo Link stations and Echo Link stations only. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call Net Control.
Net Control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee. That's Jim and Berea. Negative and negative.
KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net in Berea. Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee. Thanks for getting in on the log, John, Jim. And Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. All right, well, another Echo Link station pops up on the screen, so let's check with our Echo Link stations. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
KO4JKV. Duncan, check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, Duncan. Good evening, Duncan, to yourself on the net. Negative, negative. And do want to wish Merry Christmas to yourself on the net.
This is KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Stephen, KA4PQA. Down there in Greenwood, and Merry Christmas to you, Stephen. And if I remember, a couple months back, 2 or 3 months, I think you were mentioning some sort of ham fest that's coming up at the beginning of the year. Is that still coming up, or did we pass that already?
Negative, Duncan. I'll go ahead and give you information on that. January the 11th of next year, which we're going to be calling the GARS, G-A-R-S, GARS Fest. That, Duncan, is still a go for January the 11th of next year. Anyone looking for information on it, you can go to our website at whiskey4GolfWhiskeyDelta.org. That is W4GWD.org. Once on our website, click on the Hamfest tab at the top of our webpage, and that will take you to all and that and the link once you and after at once you after clicking on the HamFest tab, the link will take you to our actual HamFest homepage. But from the Duncan, as I just mentioned, our HamFest or GarsFest is still a go, and we are planning on having it January the 11th of next year.
And what's the location of that, Stephen?
The location of it will be the St. Mark's United Methodist Church facility on River Street in Greenwood, here in Greenwood.
Yeah, good information, and I wrote that down. I heard about it a long time ago, but I haven't heard much about it, so I wrote it down here, January 11th, and it's GarsFest, and if anybody wants to check it out online, that's www.whiskey4golfwhiskeydelta.org. And click on the HamFest, and that's down there in Greenwood. Thanks, Stephen. 73 to you, and a Merry Christmas. And I'll look into that. I'm glad we could get you to share that info. All right, we'll say 73 to Stephen. Let's get back to the RF section of the net. And we're all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2 Internet, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
KO4JKV. Please check in Kilo, Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray, Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative. Wishing everyone a Merry Christmas.
JKV. Mr. Duncan in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you, all on the net, and Merry Christmas.
KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge Team Internet, we would like to welcome KO4PXB, that is Lloyd in Simpsonville. Good to hear you tonight, Lloyd. Then we'd like to welcome KI4DOS, that is Gary, one of our net controllers, and he brings along his wife, Joy, K3JOY, down there in Easley. And Merry Christmas to y'all down there, and Happy New Year. All right, anybody else all the way through the alphabet, if you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, call KO4JKV or Net Control. Hi, this is KO4JKV, now securing the formal portion of the net, with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between the rag chews. And tonight we have one on the list for rag chews, and that's our friend John down there in Brown Summit. How's it going tonight, John? KN4RJN, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV, this is KN4RJN. Doing pretty good, Duncan. What's going on in your world there, brother?
Oh, I'm glad you asked, because the past few days has been really good for propagation. Made some really interesting long-distance contacts, especially on 10 meters. I got into Europe and the West Coast doing CW and phone, so that was fun and very nice. And then other than that, just looking forward to getting a little time off with the holidays. And tonight I noticed it was a pretty much cloudless sky. I think I saw Jupiter and Mars in the east and Venus in the west. But tell me if I'm wrong. Back to you.
This is KN4RJN. We definitely saw Jupiter and Mars in the east. I think Venus is already down. What you might have seen was Saturn, depending on where you were looking. If I can get my computer to wake up here. Let me scoot over here a little bit. Let's see here. I do not... Oh, nope, I'm all the way back around to the east. I do not see... I see Saturn in the west right now. He's kind of low, fairly bright. I think Venus is already down, I'm pretty sure. But in any event, definitely Mars and Jupiter. Jupiter's kind of hard to miss. He's the brightest thing out there right now. And Mars is coming up. So, yeah, you did see those. The other one you probably saw was probably Saturn. Back to you.
Well, I got 2 out of 3. Not too bad. But, and yeah, before I got on the, ran the net tonight, I got onto your, that one software, the Stellarium, I believe, and tried to look them up real fast and got the wrong info. But anything we need to watch out for coming down on us over these holidays? Back to you.
This is KN4RJN. Let me pop this thing up here. Yeah, well, the sun's kicking its heels up again. We've got over the next 3 days about a 65% chance of a mild to moderate radio blackout. There was one this morning. Let me see here. 1120 UTC, which would have made it about, or 1112, excuse me, UTC, which had made it about 612 this morning, which the sun wasn't even up at that time, so it didn't bother us on this side. And anything greater than that, only about a 10% chance over the next 3 days. So it's still going to be a little noisy here and there on the daylight side. But other than that, meteor showers coming up January. The Quaternids. And that's got a peak, unfortunately, right in the middle of the day at noon Eastern time, but it's active from December 28th to January 12th. Moon shouldn't get in the way, even though the peak is the 3rd, if you go out either in the early morning hours of the 3rd or late evening of the 3rd into the end of the 4th. You might be able to catch one or two. Zenith hourly rate is 80. The parent object is an asteroid, and it is in the, they're fairly faint and fairly fast, but it does tend to produce some fireballs. So if you get out there somewhere, you know, anywhere along in that time and look, well, just about anywhere, but more like mostly towards the east, you might be able to catch a fireball or two on that one. Other than that, what's up there right now, as you mentioned, Jupiter and Mars are both up in the east, as is Orion and the Pollux and Castor, or Hercules and Apollo, if you happen to be Roman. Jupiter is way up there, right next to Aldebaran. Capabella is up. Sirius, Orion's hunting dog, is up, all in the east. Makes for an interesting little thing to look for in the sky. Saturn is low in the sky in the west-southwest, and he'll be down here shortly if you get a chance. One thing I notice on my other line here is that there are a couple of moons of Jupiter that are transiting at this point. If you've got a good telescope, or even a moderate telescope, and you can get a lock on Jupiter, you might be able to see two little black dots going across, and they're transiting in front of it. That's a couple of the moons of Jupiter. So if you got the equipment and can take a look at that, that would be something to see. Keep in mind, it's cold out there, and that's one of the joys of watching the stars in the middle of winter, is you've got to stomp your feet and dress real warm, because it is cold out there right now. Back to you, sir.
RJN, this is KO4JKB and the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Well, that sounds good. With the coming up Quaternids, I got to think I wrote it down right. And yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing a fireball in the sky, as long as it burns up before it hits the Earth, of course. But that's always interesting, and I'll just keep that in mind. But yeah, just back to you, seeing how you're healing up, and since your surgery, have you been able to get back on the telescope and look around?
This is KN4RJ, and I need to collimate the mirror on my scope, and it requires some assistance. So I asked for one of my Christmas presents that my son-in-law helped me do that, so I can get that, you know, I can still use it, but I can't get a real good sharp image with it. I've got to collimate that mirror. I've got to adjust that mirror a little bit. So, and I've got the tools to do that. It just takes two people to do it. So, I haven't been able to get that out. Besides that, I just checked the temperature outside, and it's like 27 degrees out there. It's like, whoa. No, thank you. My hip does not like cold. But, yeah, hip's doing good. Went to see the doctor today. Said it's healing up like it's supposed to and all that. Talked to Tom, N0TR. Bernice had a similar procedure done here just a few days ago, and I talked to her, and she's doing a whole lot better than I was. Her surgeon did a slightly different technique on hers, but he came in from the side, and mine came in from the front. I don't know. She's an old Kansas gal, and she's got a higher pain tolerance than I do, so she's doing better than I am. But it's healing up. Still can't get my right sock on by myself. I need my wife to help me with that because I can't reach it. Won't bend that far. But other than that, we're doing good. I'm walking almost like a normal person. I can go up and down steps almost like a normal person. And you know, it is what it is. It'll get better each day. In a month or two, I'll forget that I ever had it. In any event, back to you, sir.
GN, KO4JKV, and the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Well, that sounds good. It's probably not great, especially with these cold temperatures. Tonight up here in Nashville, it says it's supposed to get down to 18. So that's pretty chilly. So you're down there in the Piedmont area. I guess it's probably 10 to 12 degrees warmer. But, it's still cold if you're getting out there and moving big things around. I'm glad you got some assistance coming. And also, earlier, Patrick, he checked in Tom by telephone relay, so I guess that's why he did check in. He's probably tending to his wife and all that stuff. But yeah, real good. Good to hear you, John. And if you're around tomorrow, Larry, KK4JBQ, is going to be reading The Night Before Christmas. I don't know what part of the net that's going to be, but hope you're here for that. But other than that, anything else?
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, I talked to Tom on the phone the other day, and I told him, I said, when Bernice goes in, have her surgery done, I said, after that, I said, all the stuff that she does, you know, vacuuming dishes, dusting, all and making the beds, all that stuff, and laundry and everything that she does, so that's your job now, buddy. You know, her job is to get better. And so I'm sure that's what he's doing right now. He's doing the cooking and the cleaning and all that stuff and to help her out, because she doesn't have near as much pain as I've had, but there's still some there, so it's she needs to rest and get better, and her job is to, you know, get up and walk around a little bit and keep it moving, and his job is to do everything else, so so that's what he's doing. But anyway, I'm going to say 73s, and Merry Christmas to you and everybody else that happens to be listening, and you have a good evening. And this is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
All right, really good, John, and always good to talk to you. And I'm sure the next time Christmas will be past, and it'll be a week from now. So Merry Christmas to you, and take care. So we'll say 7-3 with John, and we're still taking check-ins on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Late check-ins all the way through the alphabet. Call KO4JKV or net control.
KO4JKV. Good evening, Duncan. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
So please check in Kilo Mike 4 November Alpha Papa.
JKV on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome W4DJW. That is our net control manager, Dave. He's having good down there in Greer, and a Merry Christmas to you. And next, we'd like to welcome KM4NAP. And I didn't get a name or a location down there. I pulled you up as a... Is it Ed and Seneca, over?
That is correct, sir. I'm having a little bit of trouble with the mic cord, so it probably cut me out.
Thanks, Ed, and good to get you in the log from Seneca, South Carolina. And Merry Christmas to you. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV or Net Control. Baby.
On the net, If I try and transmit on the right side of the radio, maybe you can hear me tonight. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. Name is Mike. The location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Duncan. No traffic, no comments, other than to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and hope you and yours have a wonderful night. 73, my friend. We'll talk again soon.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome AK4HR as one of our net controllers, Mike, down there in Simpsonville. Good to get you in the log. Glad you got your radio figured out, but you're sounding good as always. And Merry Christmas to you, too. All right, any other stations all the way through the alphabet? If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or net control.
KV. Please check in. Whiskey Bravo 4, ZPH. My name's David. I'm operating portable in Greer tonight. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome Whiskey Bravo 4, Zulu Papa Hotel. That's David down there in Greer. On a portable station. I was just curious, are you a mobile station or are you out camping somewhere?
Just out on my father-in-law's property out here tonight, and just running off this HD, actually, so I guess I'm very portable.
Like camping outside or by a fire or something?
By fire. I'm not brave enough to camp through this night, I don't think.
Yeah, that's good. I tell you what, there's something beautiful about being outside and then operating radio, even if it is a backyard by the fire or something. So, 7-3 to you, David. Merry Christmas, and good to hear from you. Let's see. There's got to be somebody else out there that hasn't checked in yet. Any station, anywhere. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or net control.
KV. Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta, KC4SKD, name is Larry, also Kilo Golf 4 Alpha Hotel Sierra, KG4AHS, that's Rhonda, we're both in Easley, please check us in and out tonight, and I would like to bring along my brothers by telephone relay, November 9, Tango Echo Charlie, N9 TEC Randall, Asheville, and Kilo Foxtrot 4 Golf Golf Foxtrot, KF4 GGF. That's Charlie. He's in Goose Creek. And hope you're having a good evening. Good evening to you and everybody on the net, KC4SKD.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome one of our net controllers, Larry, KC4SKD, and he brings along his wife, Veranda, Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel Sierra. They're down there in Easley. And he'd also like to check in via telephone relay, Randall, November 9, Tango Echo Charlie, here in Asheville, up here by me. And also, Kilo Foxtrot 4, Golf Golf Foxtrot. That's Charlie down there in Goose Creek. Thanks for checking everybody in, Larry, getting our numbers up. So Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to you and yours. And let's see, have I missed anybody else for comments or check-ins? Please call KO4JKV or Net Control. This is last call for check-ins. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or Net Control. I think that's about to wrap it up and make it a night. We'd like to thank everybody for checking in, and hope everybody has a Merry Christmas. I'll be sure to be listening tomorrow. Is our friend Larry, KK4JBQ. He will read A Night Before Christmas right here on this repeater at some point during the net tomorrow night. And your net controller tomorrow will be Ariel, NY4G, and he would like it if you check in tonight, tomorrow with him too. So, all right, 73, everybody, stand by for my net report. 4JKV, now securing the Blue Ridge 2 meter net with our thanks for checking in. Again, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night. KO4JKV clear.
KO4JKV, KN4RJN.
KN4RJN, KO4JKV.
This is KN4RJN. What time did you see what you thought was Venus?
It was about an hour to, like, an hour 20 minutes after sunset on the western, like, the west-southwestern sky.
This is KN4RJN. Well, I pulled up Venus and backed him up to see what time he went down, and he didn't go down until sometime after 8. So if you went out shortly after sun went down, then, yeah, you did see Venus. It was fairly bright, correct?
Oh, yeah, it was definitely bright, and I thought that's what it was. And then my wife pointed to the eastern sky. She's like, what's that? I said, I don't know. It's probably Saturn or Jupiter. And then she's like, well, what's the one, the red one next to it? I said, well, I figured that's obviously Mars, since it's there's kind of a lot duller in the sky and obviously red. But yeah, thanks for looking that up.
This is KN4RJN. Well, I checked Stellarium, and of course Venus wasn't in the sky, so I said, okay, when did it go down? So I moved the ground out of the way, and it hadn't been down that long, and I've got it set right now at about 7:48 on the Stellarium clock, and Venus is still in the sky. So he's low, but he's still there. So yeah, you probably did see Venus. If you go out now, the next Saturn is a little bit above and left of where Venus was, and that's Saturn. But yeah, the other two over in the eastern sky, Mars and Jupiter, are both over there. So you did hit it right there, brother.
Okay, that sounds good. And right before I started the net, I pulled up that Stellarium software and to find Venus in the sky. I looked over in the east and I couldn't find it either. But I haven't figured out how to rewind time, go back in time like you did. So I guess it was just getting ready to go down off the horizon. But yeah, that's good to know. And I'm going to have to go out and take my antenna down, so I'll look for those planets.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, if you got Stellarium up, down there at the bottom thing where the little time clock is ticking, and you've got an arrow that points to the right, and you've got an arrow, a double arrow that points to the left, and that's your back up the time, and you click that a couple, three times so you can get it actually moving. On that same bar there, if you go farther to the left, and you see a little icon with, looks like a little island with a couple of round trees on it, you got a star, and then you got a little cloud with a star, and then you got this little hump with a couple of balls, looks like sitting on top of it on sticks. That's your ground. You can eliminate the ground and see what's below the horizon with it. And that's how I found Venus, and then I backed him up so you get above ground. And right now my clock is saying about 10 minutes to 8, and he's still in the sky. So, yeah, you definitely saw him. But I got to thinking about that, and I thought, well, maybe he did see Venus, and let me check that. And then, yep, sure is it. You sure did. So you got it right there, brother. Keep on trucking.
Good. And as you were describing what to do, I pulled up that software, and I can see clearly down there at the bottom what you're talking about. And I did click those little two, looks like balls on or trees on a slant, and it took the horizon away. And being able to rewind, that's good stuff. Good to know. And yeah, thanks for coming back to me. And I learned a little bit more, especially about the software. But awesome, John. We will see you. See you next Monday. If I don't hear from you tomorrow, I'm definitely going to be listening tomorrow. But 7-3 to you. KN4RJN, KO4JKB, 7-3.
This is KN4RJN, 7-3 to you. And I'm out here. KN4RJN, clear.
KO4JKB, clear.